This is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. In a noisy, busy world, one of the greatest challenges we all face is finding space. This is space for ourselves, away from the persistent demands, real and imagined, that stalk our every waking moment. It is the Orthodox Church that identifies the restless thoughts that continually disturb our peace of mind with the demons, so often referred to within the scriptures. They occupy and at times completely take over our thought processes and play an enormous role in determining our moods. Whilst every one of us has mental health issues, the rise in mental health problems is acute. The pressures of daily living are intense. Reviewing the many prayer requests that cross my desk in preparing for Premier Life reveals the intense strain that finding regular employment, secure and affordable housing, as well as managing ongoing health conditions places on everyday people like you and me. It is incredibly difficult to take each day at a time when anxieties about the future encircle us. We are all too easily and understandably robbed of any sense of peace. There have been periods in my life when I have been unable to sleep. Awake, I've battled the most terrifying and catastrophic thoughts, at times despairing of life itself. Whilst the dawn often brings a welcome measure of balance to my dystopian nightmare, I can't completely shake off the spell cast by such extreme anxiety. I'm left sad, often depressed, and have to fight the temptation to retreat in on myself and withdraw from social interaction. On reflection, I wonder how much of the larger-than-life character I observe when looking at my younger self was no more than protective armour. It certainly was never my authentic self. I've discovered, even amidst my own many personal disappointments, and still with my fears encamped around me in a perpetual siege, that I can enter and enjoy God's peace. It is my responsibility to seek and secure this inner sense of God's presence. The logical impossibilities of my circumstances demand that I set plain rationality to one side and go in search of the presence of the living God. If I can find that space, then I'm assured that I shall endure and continue in my pursuit of God, regardless of where I perceive myself to be in life. It is the child at the breast who chooses to feed and be weaned. Helpless to the external observer, the baby knows the warmth of its mother's love and never pauses to consider its extreme vulnerability, but rests comfortably within the care of its mother's embrace. So we are to feed off God and draw complete confidence that God's promises are true and endure throughout our life. I turn my gaze away from the trouble that assaults me toward my God who sustains and protects me. As we enter into the God space today, life never proves easy to navigate. You have choices to make. Seek to turn your eyes away from the immediate challenges that threaten to overwhelm you and go in search of God's constant and consistent gaze. Here alone have I found peace, and you might too. Amen. I found that waiting on God and finding peace requires taking time to establish and then to inhabit. Do please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope and follow along with these daily meditations at home. And also join me for Premier Life, where we celebrate God's love with worship, prayer and one of your own wonderful testimonies, as well as for Be Still and Know throughout the week. However, for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye, and may the Lord richly bless you.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.